The most important word in business and investing is the word cash flow. In other words, if cash is flowing into your pocket from an asset, that's very smart. But if you're continually buying liabilities where the cash is flowing out of your pocket, that's not too smart. So a rich person has better control over their cash flow, and that is a very important skill to have. In more layman's terms, it's called the basic life skill of money management. Are you able to manage to have your cash keep flowing in, or do you manage to have your cash flow out? It is a basic, fundamental life skill, and going back to it again, it is simply a choice that you can make. Nobody else makes that choice for you. The second most important word, according to my rich dad, was leverage. And leverage is the ability to do more with less. The rich are not smarter. The rich just think a little bit differently. They think about how can I do more with less effort. The middle class and the poor think simply, I'm going to work harder. So they'll get a second job or they'll work overtime. That's not leverage. That's you working harder for the same amount of dollars. So to give you an idea on leverage, the reason my rich dad bought apartment houses rather than a big house is if I bought large apartment houses and I served many people, that was leverage. And that apartment house could then buy his big house because he liked leverage. If a person just buys a big house, that's no leverage because you're the leverage. You're the person that has to work really hard for it. Another form of leverage is debt. You know, the people are going around saying the way to get rich is cut up your credit cards, get out of debt, and live frugally. That's not too intelligent. But what they're talking about is bad debt, and it really is not too good to have bad debt. My rich dad said, if you want to get rich, borrow, get into debt. But he was talking about good debt. So he would borrow money to buy apartment houses. So you can borrow money to buy a big house to live in, and you can also borrow money to buy a big apartment house. That's leverage. But one is good leverage, and one is bad leverage. Buying a big house that you have to work harder for, number one, you have no leverage working, and then you're working harder to leverage paying that mortgage off again. That's reverse leverage. Another way of leveraging is your ideas. You have to think big. The reason most people aren't rich is they think small. Let me give you an example. Let's say I came to you and I said, I want to start a hamburger stand. I'm going to put it in this little shopping mall. I'm going to work there from 8 o'clock in the morning till midnight every night. Would you invest money in me, with me? I'd look at this person and say, no, I'm not going to invest money in with you because you're thinking like a self-employed person or a small business owner. See, his idea is too small. Now, that same person comes to me and says, I'm going to open a hamburger stand. I'm going to buy the best real estate in the world, and I'm going to put my hamburger stands on every street corner throughout the world, and I'm going to call it McDonald's. You see, it's the same hamburger stand, except one person thought small, and one person thinks big. So a great form of leverage is allowing yourself to think bigger, to do more with less. As I said, my poor dad always said the rich are greedy. And my rich dad said the rich are generous. And the reason they're generous is they think about how they can do more and more for more and more people. People who are generous with Think Big provide jobs. They put up more buildings. They actually pay more in taxes, ultimately. And they actually do more for the economy. So a big form of leverage is not how hard I can work, but how big can I think? And that is a very important aspect of becoming wealthier the older you get.